Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There's news in the ongoing saga of alleged Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Today, his partner Catherine Gregg was indicted on a charge of conspiracy to conceal a fugitive. Now, Gregg is one of the many players in Bulger's criminal empire, and few of that supporting cast are as important as Kevin Weeks. Weeks was a prominent member of and enforcer in Bulger's organization. He was also a longtime friend and confidant to Bulger himself.
And when Whitey Bulger fled Boston 17 years ago, just ahead of a federal indictment, he left Weeks holding the bag. Weeks flipped and became a star witness for the government in exchange for a 5-year sentence. With that behind him, and with Bulger now in custody, government prosecutors could call Weeks to testify against his old friend and accomplice in the presence of Bulger himself.
So will it be difficult to look him in the eye and tell the truth? No. Will it feel good? No.
That's from an interview WBUR's David Boeri recently obtained with Kevin Weeks. David has been following this story for decades, and he joins us now to talk about what he's learned from Kevin Weeks. Hi, David.
Hi, Anthony.
So, first of all, remind us, was Weeks one of the really bad guys? Was he one of the ones that committed the kind of brutal murders that Bulger is alleged to have committed?
Kevin Weeks was certainly a leg breaker. He was involved in extortion, intimidating witnesses, beatings. That's pretty clear. He had a ringside seat to murders as well. But no one's alleged that Weeks himself committed any of those murders. However, it's important to say, he was there. He saw people get their brains blown out. He saw people strangled. He dug people into the ground.
So, David, what does the government want to hear from Weeks in the Bulger trial? What can he reveal? What can he give them?
Kevin was the right-hand man. He took investigators to the secret graves back in late 1999. That led to the discovery in January 2000 of the bones of victims that he says Bulger murdered. Mm. Weeks can bury James Whitey Bulger.
On Morning Edition on WBUR earlier today, you resurrected an interview you did with Weeks 5 years ago. So let's listen to a bit of that. Here he is defending his decision to flip on Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, I cooperated, but I gave up a guy that was giving up everybody. It wasn't like I was giving up someone on the street. These people were doing a lot of damage. Not only were we killing people, but they were giving up other criminals. So, I mean, you can't say that I ratted on a rat. They were ratting on everybody. I stopped them.
So, David, he sounds sort of righteous, even proud there. Is Weeks sounding a little more timid now that he might actually have to look Bulger in the eye and rat him out again?
I don't think timid is the word, Anthony. He has a very, very complicated relationship with Jimmy, as he calls him. He always calls him not Whitey, but Jimmy or Jim Bulger. He was Bulger's surrogate son. And he started with Bulger when he was 18 years old. Bulger was like his father. And here's this guy. He's the most powerful or one of the most powerful men in Boston. He's ruthless. Weeks thought he was a genius. And he always thought he was never going to get caught. He looked up to Bulger. So you have this very complicated relationship now. He senses betrayal because here he was out there, and when Bulger took off, he was on the streets alone for 2 years with this word he never was told by Bulger that Bulger was informing on other people. So he looks at all that with a sense of betrayal, and sometimes you think that it's that obsession with his betrayal and with his labeling that he's a snitch take him away from reflections on his own criminal actions.
Mm. So, as we mentioned, Weeks not only led the FBI to the bodies of people Whitey Bulger's alleged to have killed, he also wrote a tell-all book about his time in the Winter Hill Gang. I'm wondering if there's any sense of fear that Bulger might somehow try to retaliate from the witness stand, maybe embarrass him or incriminate the people who have dished about him.
Yeah, it's certainly a possibility for Bulger. And, in many ways, you would say it's the likely kind of reaction we could expect from Bulger, because he lived, for nothing else, than to settle scores. As Kevin Weeks said, if you made an enemy of Bulger, there was no forgiving. So, you know, here he is. He's back. He certainly has the opportunity if he takes the stand. It's interesting the scores he could settle. Take Patney. Patney is a convicted armed robber. He was a gun runner, a drug runner, a notorious criminal. It was either Patney or someone else by deduction who was with Bulger in 1982 when he machine gunned two people to death. Kevin Weeks, who was there, said he doesn't know who the other man was because he was wearing a mask. Bulger knows if it's Patney or not Patney. He's in the position to say that. So this was all very much on my mind when I was talking to Weeks the other night.
The things said about him weren't particularly kind or complimentary, especially Nee's book. I mean, doesn't he have a motive to try to settle scores?
Yeah, he has a motive to get up there and say what he wants to say. But does he have any credibility? Does he have any cooperation? I don't think so.
Interesting, David. Now, Weeks apparently has some theories as to how Bulger is going to handle the charges against him moving forward. What did he tell you about that?
Kevin Weeks is speculating here, but, I would say that Kevin Weeks knows Bulger perhaps as well as anybody in the world. He says he doesn't think it's going to come to a trial because Bulger is going to plead out in order to defend Catherine Gregg, in order to free Catherine Gregg, who has been not his accomplice. She has been his running mate during the last 16 years.
Longtime girlfriend, companion.
Right. Yeah, she's charged. She's charged with harboring a fugitive. Anthony, she's facing 5 years in prison on charges of harboring a fugitive. And it makes you wonder, what's her story? A lot of theories were that she was dead, that he would kill her because she was going to get him caught. And if she wasn't dead, she would have turned herself in. She would have run away. She would have turned him in. So that was very much on my mind when I talked to Weeks the other night as well.
Was she his captive? Was she his psychological captive? Was she his physical captive all these years?
That'd be speculation. I mean, do I believe she loved him? Yes. I think when she took off with him, I don't think she realized the charges that were coming against him. I mean, the original indictment was basically for gambling and loan sharking. And later on, the murder charges come down, and she was with them then. And, who knows what happened between them then when the murder charges come down. Maybe she couldn't leave.
David, it's always fascinating to hear from these folks who are so deeply involved in this crime game, but I'm wondering, what's the value of what they're telling us? I mean, can we believe anything they say? Should we believe it? We know that Weeks admitted to being present at a number of murders, but who knows what else he was involved in? Is he credible?
Don't take his words. Start by considering the bones. He took them to the spot where bodies were buried. They found the bones right where he said they'd find them. They made positive identifications of those murder victims. He's been corroborated by other witnesses. The evidence has been corroborated elsewhere. Whatever else he is, whatever else he did, Kevin Weeks is a truthful witness and has been a truthful witness for the government.
So, David, tell us what Kevin Weeks is doing with his life right now.
He works as a day laborer. He's a union day laborer. He's building playgrounds around the state right now. He's trying, he says, to rebuild his life. He had a second go at a book that wasn't terribly successful. It launched 3 days before Whitey was discovered. The title of the book was Where's Whitey? 3 days later, we knew it was Santa Monica. And so that book hasn't exactly taken off on the charts. Mm-hmm. He says, trying to rebuild his life. But for Kevin Weeks, as for so many people, we are taken back to a past, and it keeps on going.
Well, David, fascinating story as always. Thanks so much for coming in to talk about it. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's David Boeri talking about Kevin Weeks, the former associate of alleged mobster Whitey Bulger.